Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
There was a man that tried to kill a state rep running for governor in New York, tried to stab him. He was a veteran and has mental health issues, and he was arrested and released that night. No bail, nothing, no jail time, nothing, no mental health treatment, which has folks concerned about a woke culture and a society that says it doesn't matter anymore if you committed a crime. It matters what you represent. If you represent wokeness, then the system is now afraid of you. If you represent Black Lives Matter protesters, the system is now afraid of you. So when I saw this, it kind of scared me, and it made me wonder about whether or not we're headed down that path in Pittsburgh, because I saw a verdict in a trial involving an activist, and I saw probation for arson. The activist pleads guilty, tried to set two pizza shops on fire during protests, and our jury's afraid, our judges afraid, our prosecutors afraid of this movement, because they're woke and they don't want to be canceled out. I had to ask the best criminal defense attorney I've ever known, Bill Diffenderfer, for the truth. Diff, good morning. How are you?
Marty, good morning. How you doing?
At first blush, it has that vibe, doesn't it, sir, that something's not right here? Probation for arson.
Well, at first blush, like I told you, I agreed with you. And when I looked into it further, and I made some phone calls, by the way, to get to the bottom of it, Kelly Bigley, the judge, is a very good judge and a very strict judge, and I'm pleased to say that and relieved to say that that's not the case in this case, although that woman did get a hell of a break. But going to the background of the case, I mean, obviously, I agree with you. This woman, what she did was just outrageous, and so many times these protesters just think that the end justifies the means, and it's absolutely ridiculous. But in this case, this woman was out. I think this thing happened in October of 2019. Yep. So she was out on bond for 3 years, and that's a long time to observe a person. She had no prior record. And I understand the guidelines, like you cited, were 22 to 36 months. That's the standard range. And the mitigated range, Marty, it goes down to 10 months to 6 months. And it's not uncommon that judges go outside of guidelines for cases like this. What was considered in this case is obviously the three-year window she had to watch this woman. She had no prior record. She does have a business, and she works, that type of thing. And the chances of her repeating something like this are very remote. And, I've had many cases where convincing a judge of that, they will go outside or lower the guidelines. Now, keep in mind, the judge sentenced her to 3 years probation, that this woman now is a felon, a felony record of arson, which is a horrific thing to have on your record, and that will never come off her record. Secondly, I want to just advise her, I would hope her lawyer advised this woman, Nikki Dawson, that probably one of the worst judges to be on probation with in terms of if you violate is Kelly Bigley. So if anything like this would be repeated.
Yeah, but Diff, let's get to the heart of it, though. It's kind of shocking to see, quite frankly, you light two businesses on fire and you get probation. And don't you think, as the best I've known, that there is a certain intimidation these days, there is a certain fear these days around this sort of thing? Is there not, sir?
Yes. No, I agree with that. But I don't, Judge Bigley the way I do, and I agree with you, by the way. By the way, keep in mind the prosecutor was not coming on hard at all with this woman. Secondly, from what I understand, the prosecutor represented to the court that the victims, the bar owners or the restaurant owners, were in accord with the sentence. But that doesn't, I don't think that impacts your point. I think your point is very valid. I think in many ways, there are two systems of justice in this country. And then you see example after example of it.
Why though, Diff? Why?
You know, I think the cancel culture, fear of just having your life turned upside down for just simply stating your point of view today is so horrific. The crazy protesters and the extent that they go into, people don't want that in their lives. And I think it is an intimidating factor. I do.
And lawyers like you, you don't seem to, I'm not saying you don't care, but you stand up to it. You just do your thing. How is that?
Well, I can't stand hypocrisy, and I can't stand lies, and I can't stand when people make conclusions based on absolutely no evidence. As a matter of fact, evidence is contrary to what they're saying. Hmm. This defund the police crap and all, you know, all that stuff is just, it's just upside down and ridiculous. I just call it like it is, Marty, and thank God, you know, I'm in private practice and my mind, and I'll continue doing that.
Phil Diffenderfer, the legend. Thanks, brother.
All right, Mark. Take care. Have a
love him. Two systems of justice in America.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.